Today, US markets swing towards rate cuts as inflation eases. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, here we go again. As inflation, which had been falling last year but rising in the first part of 2024, now appears to be easing again. So markets, who at the start of the year saw 6 rate cuts in the US, then trimmed them to none and possibly a rise, are now again betting on multiple cuts later this year. Talk about fickle. Actually, US inflation did cool broadly in June to the slowest pace since 2021, thanks to a long-awaited slowdown in housing costs. As a so-called core consumer price index, which excludes food and energy costs, climbed just 0.1% from May. That's the smallest advance in 3 years, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Core CPI climbed 3.3% over the last 12 months, after rising 3.4% in May. The Consumer Price Index, the CPI, decreased 0.1% from month-ago levels after being unchanged in May, and also climbed 3% in June from year-ago levels. That's a decrease from May's 3.3%. The overall measure fell for the first time since the onset of the pandemic, dragging down by cheaper gasoline, although note that oil prices are now up again. Food prices increased 0.2% after growing 0.1% in May. Food at home prices increased 0.1% over the month, while food away from home, restaurant prices, increased 0.4%. Energy prices were mixed after declining 2% the prior month. Utility piped gas service prices climbed 2.4%. Fuel oil prices fell 2.4%. Gasoline prices fell 3.8%. Electricity prices fell 0.7%. Shelter prices increased 0.2% after rising 0.4% in May. That's the smallest gain since August 2021. An owner's equivalent rent, that's a subset of shelter, which is the biggest individual component of the CPI, climbed 0.3%. That's also the tamest in 3 years. Probably the most significant aspect of the June report is the downshift in housing inflation, said Giulia Corallano, the founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a former Fed economist. It looks broad-based and durable, and numerous Fed officials have indicated a downshift would boost their confidence that inflation is indeed returning to 2% in a sustainable way. New and used vehicle prices led broader decreases in the core goods basket, though the BLS noted that the new vehicles index was estimated with fewer prices than in previous months due to a cyber attack that hit thousands of dealerships in June, but software systems have since been restored. The BLS said that they have no further information on when typical data flows will resume and is monitoring the situation closely. The inflation problem child, though, continues to be car insurance, with the cost of premiums rising 0.9% in June after falling just 0.1% in May. And meanwhile, a sustained decline in the price of goods over most of the past year has provided some relief to consumers. The so-called core goods prices, which excludes food and energy commodities, fell in June for a fourth month. Before the latest report came out this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell described the May data as really good following an unexpected flare-up in the first quarter, although Powell, in testimony before lawmakers, avoided signalling the timing of likely rate cuts and insisted policy moves will be guided by incoming data. Of course, the Fed has a dual mandate of seeking full employment and price stability in the US economy, and Powell also indicated the central bank is prepared to cut rates if the unemployment rate increases from its current level of 4.1%. After the CPI report, Treasuries rallied and traders all but fully priced in September and December rate cuts. They also marked up odds of reduction in November to better than even, a move that would come right after the presidential election. Before Thursday, traders and policymakers were divided as to whether there will be just one or two cuts this year. The two-year bond was sitting at 4.508, last seen back in March, while the 10-year was at 4.213 and the DXY was weaker at 104.43. We are sufficiently confident, even if the Fed is not yet ready to admit it, that inflation is on the way back to the 2% target, The chief economist at RSM US said in the note, the road is now open for a rate cut by the Federal Reserve in September. The Fed's preferred personal consumption expenditures price index doesn't put as much weight on shelter as the CPI does. That helps to explain why the PCE gauge has been trending closer to the Fed's 2% target. The PCE measure will be released later this month, drawing data from the CPI, as well as certain categories from the producer price index, which comes out on Friday. So it does seem that inflation continues to head in the right direction for the Federal Reserve to bring down borrowing costs, which would offer some relief for the would-be home buyers and those Americans juggling credit cards who've been crying out for relief on their loans. And it would also offer support for a slowing jobs market. But that said, there are no guarantees. And even if the Fed does cut, the unwinding of rates at multi-decade highs will be gradual. Anyone hoping for a return of the days of rock-bottom borrowing costs will probably be disappointed. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said this week that he isn't yet confident price gains are sustainably slowing to the central bank's 2% goal. Economist JP Morgan Chase responded by pulling forward their forecast for the start of Fed easing to September from November, and traders fully priced in a September cut for the first time in months. The odds of a September rate cut jumped from around 70% before the data. For all of 2024, the contracts have implied a 60 basis points of easing, with at least 2 quarter-point moves from about 49 basis points earlier on. But extending the bond rally may require further evidence of a weakening economy, especially labour market conditions. Weekly jobless claims data, released on Thursday as well, showed an unexpected improvement that countered signs of weakness in the June employment statistics released earlier last week. The jobless rate in the US climbed appreciably from its 3.4% trough in April last year to 4.1% in June. And it's too soon to bank big rate cuts, therefore, in the US, as the data remains mixed. But the market is like a set of lemmings swinging one way and then the next in trying to outguess the Fed. But certainly, it's more likely now that the Fed will cut before the RBA, where inflation is still on the up. The RBA needs to tackle seemingly much higher and more intractable inflation while maintaining a far less restrictive policy, given its 4.35% cash rate. That's a rate lower than many peers. And this is clearly a policy error which will inflict lasting damage on the local economy. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.